Hi, welcome to Bookie, which unlock big ideas from world bestsellers in audio, text, and mind map. Please download Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play with more features. Get your free mind snack now. Today we will unlock the book Work Rules. In 2018, Google replaced Apple as number one of the 100 most valuable brands in the world with $302 billion brand equity. If someone says we are living in the Google era now, no one would deny it. For example, if you open the Amazon USA website and input Google, over 17,000 results pop up. Just investigate the current book market, and you will find that any book with a theme related to Google can become a hot seller. Many people think that Google is an internet company with a relaxing atmosphere and free work style. Its employees can not only eat, drink, and stay entertained at the office but even take pets with them. However, Google is not spending so much money hiring the world's top talent to make the company become a comfortable cave for employees. Google also wants to facilitate its employees in creating value for the company. In order to let employees create more value, Google has developed a method regarding hiring, developing, and training talent. Work Rules is going to introduce its primary approach to hiring, developing, and training talent. The author of this book is Laszlo Bock, who received a bachelor's degree in international relations from Pomona College and an MBA degree from Yale University. As the chief talent officer of Google, he handled over 2 million resumes every year and was responsible for recruiting, training, and retaining outstanding employees for Google. He is also a top expert in talent and team management. After he joined Google, the number of Google's employees increased from 6,000 to nearly 50,000 with more than 70 offices established in over 40 countries all over the world. During Laszlo's tenure, Google has been singled out over 100 times across the world as the best employer. Laszlo earned the title of HR Manager of the Year in 2010 and 10 Most Influential People in the HR Industry in 10 Years in 2014 by Human Resource Manager magazine. He was the only HR manager on the latter list. Bock once worked for General Electric Company and McKinsey Company. But from Bock's perspective, working for Google was the most exciting experience of his life. Therefore, he wrote down his experience working at Google in Work Rules. Forbes commented on this book that, as expected, Work Rules reveals Google's working principles as being unusual. This is a book for all professionals who are looking for the best working environment. Adam Grant, the author of Give and Take, commented on this book, "Work Rules offers a set of bold, exciting, and practical working methods that can change the future. No matter if you're a manager or an employee, don't miss this book." Now we will cover this book in three parts. Part 1, how does Google hire employees? Part 2, how does Google manage employees? Part 3, how does Google build a learning institution? First, let's discuss part 1, how does Google hire employees? In Google's view of human resources management, hiring employees is the most important thing. Google believes that it is almost impossible to train a mediocre employee into a star one. But if you can select excellent talent at the early stage, you will need to put in less effort and gain more rewards in the later stage. Therefore, Google adopts the philosophy of only hiring top talent. To recruit the best talent, Google is willing to spend a large amount of time and money in attracting them, and even spends half a year on the hiring process. And to achieve that goal, there are over 20 rounds of interviews and follow-up interviews. A survey also found that Google spends more than twice as much on recruitment as comparable companies. For example, Bock, the author of this book, waited a long time to recruit Karen May, who later became Vice President of Personnel Development. After turning down Bock's offer for 4 consecutive years, Karen finally agreed to join Google. Bock believes that it takes longer to find extraordinary talent, but it is definitely worth waiting for. Google tries its best to find and recruit talent, and it hires almost 5,000 employees every year. But to achieve the recruitment goal, only 0.25% of 1 to 3 million applicants receive offers from Google. The difficulty of joining Google is 25 times harder than entering Harvard University. So how to select the most excellent people? Bach's first principle is to choose people who are better than you. Yes, that's right. You need to hire people who are better than you, especially in some particular aspect. You may wonder whether or not people who are better than you can follow your management. If they are afraid of being replaced by someone better than them, managers might say no to some valuable people at the very beginning, which is the reason that many companies cannot hire excellent employees. To solve the problem at the root, Bach tried to convince managers to give up their right of hiring employees. He thought that managers could not make decisions on hiring team members alone. 6 months later, managers found that the newly hired people were better than before. They then began to appreciate this method of giving up their hiring right. Additionally, Bach realized the fact that the best talent did not always come from the best schools. The most vital thing that talent should have was extraordinary ability and incomparable resilience. Some of Google's best employees had not even been to university, which suggests that the best people are not decided by a single attribute such as intelligence or professional ability. After learning about the criteria for selecting talent, we also need to know where excellent people are. According to Google's past recruiting experience, those who send their resumes to many companies via recruitment websites cannot always meet its requirements. Google also asks third-party companies to help them select employees, but there were only a few of such people getting through many rounds of strict selection and being chosen by Google. So Google tried many new things. For example, it turned all employees into recruiters and let them recommend excellent applicants. It also asks employees who have the most extensive social network to spend more time seeking talent to let these employees become full-time recruiters. Most Google employees are on LinkedIn, Google's official website, alumni databases, and professional associations. After knowing where they are, they look for them like panning for gold in the sand. Google chooses to let those employees who have the most extensive social network constitute an internal recruitment team to recruit talent on high-end recruiting websites like LinkedIn and alumni databases. At one time, Google's recruitment team found an engineer who they persuaded to join Google after following him for over a decade. After learning how to seek the right talent, now we are going to discuss how to decide who should be hired or turned down. The HR consultants of many companies believe they know whether a person is who they are looking for after only the first 3 minutes of the interview. In fact, this is not scientific at all. Regarding how to select employees, Google does not trust intuition. It designed a set of testing tools specifically for recruitment that has two stages of tests of general cognitive ability and behavioral and situational tests. General cognitive ability tests are designed to find a person with a high IQ and strong learning ability. Behavioral and situational tests can help judge a person's reliability and ability to handle problems. Google also studies the tests themselves to ensure their objectivity and fairness. In addition, to assist the interviewer and make the interview more reliable, Google also developed an in-house tool, QDroid. It includes questions that can be used to predict an applicant's future performance in the position. Well, that's all for the first part. In a word, Google sticks to the principle of only recruiting top talent. It is willing to spend a lot of time and money to attract talent and follow the principle of only hiring people who are better than you. Furthermore, Google seeks talent on its official website and through high-end recruiting websites such as LinkedIn. At the same time, when selecting talent, it does not trust intuition but finds the most excellent people through special tests. Today we are just sharing limited content. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. Get your free mind snack now.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.